This is Ozarks at Large. We have an ongoing series this summer exploring books from the past that try to explore what it means to call Arkansas home. Book reviews are often about what's new, but some books resonate more deeply over time, like Storytime at the Library. There was always a focus on exploring the hidden classics, the ones that reminded us of the child-sized versions of life lessons, sharing, empathy, justice, and the importance of the little stuff that, in the end, becomes the big stuff. With that in mind, this series is about uncovering or rediscovering some readings that can shed light on the complexities of our own state and the lives of the people who create it. Meredith Martin Moats has the latest installment in our series.
Published in 1985 by the University of Kentucky Press, The Seed of Sally Gooden, A Black Family of Arkansas, 1933 to 1953, traces the descendants of a young woman named Sally. Born of African and Cherokee descent, she was purchased by the prominent Arkansas landowner, Taylor Polk, from the Cherokee community near Fort Smith in the late 1920s. Like many slave-owning men, Taylor Polk was married to a white woman, but kept Sally as a concubine, fathering multiple children, including Spencer Polk, the grandfather of the book's author, the late Ruth Polk Patterson. Part family memoir, part historiography, and part architectural studies, the purpose of this book, writes Ruth Polk Patterson, is to, quote, provide a more humanistic account of blacks in Arkansas, using the family estate of John Spencer Polk as an example of how blacks were involved in and related to the movement westward, the settling of the frontier, and the development of a way of life in both pre- and post-Civil War Arkansas, end quote. Weaving together written records, oral histories, and our own memories of life on the Spencer Polk estate, the 154-page publication is a powerful look at the history of social Darwinism and the human stories behind the myth of Anglo-Saxon superiority that dominated the South at the time. It's also a book about the culture of this place we call Arkansas, the constant intermixing of West African, Cherokee, and European folkways that form this place we call home. As Patterson notes throughout the book, much can be found about the white side of the Polk family, but written records for the slaves were sparse at best. Drawing from oral history, which she corroborated with written records, she discovered that by the end of the Civil War, Spencer Polk was able to acquire land under the Southern Homestead Act of 1866. Existing in a world between both the black and white communities, he was one of few black men able to access this resource. Ultimately, the book centers around the complex life of her grandfather, Spencer Polk, a man whose mother was sold away from him when he was only 4 years old. He later found some measure of acceptance in the white community after the Civil War, so long as he deferred to the status quo of white superiority. He and his wife, Ellen, also of mixed ancestry and a midwife in both the black and white communities, built up a large subsistence farm and produced everything the growing family needed on site. Together, they had 10 children. They later lost 2 sons to violence inflicted by members of the nearby white community in the early 1900s. His youngest son, Arthur, married a woman from another former slave family and remained on the family land up through the 1950s, giving birth to the author in 1930. Writing about her grandfather, author Ruth Polk Patterson notes that, quote, his background, though different from others in some specific details, illustrates the kind of background out of which many Arkansans have come. Slavery, racially mixed parentage, and survival in isolated backwoods of the South are elements in the heritage of many people, both in Arkansas and the nation, end quote. The book, The Seed of Sally Gooden, A Black Family of Arkansas, 1833 to 1953, can be purchased online and is found in many public libraries throughout the state. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Meredith Martin Moats.
Meredith Martin Moats is a regular contributor to Ozarks at Large and is the director of the McElroy House, Organization for Cultural Resources and Community Action. You can read more of her writings at boileddownjuice.com.